Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Do you want to feel happier today? Well, today I'm going to share with you three ways that you can start to feel happier within yourself. Thank you for being here and taking time out to improve your life. And make sure you stay until the end because I have an additional bonus for you then as well. My story, I used to be in this place where I was really trying to impress lots of people. I was trying to impress people in the workplace. I've been trying to impress people on social media and in various forms of life. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say I never look for people's validation because that's just not true. We all look for other people's validation to some degree. The quality of your life, though, will be impacted on how much you look externally to feel good about yourself from how much internally you get that feel good. If you are able to master yourself, that's one of the most key things you can learn in life, if not the. In fact, it's the most important thing, because if you can't master yourself, you're not going to have a good quality of life. If you're able to feel good with inside yourself and generate those feelings, you're going to have a much better quality of life. Now, for me, I used to be in the workplace thinking, oh, I've done that right. Oh, I'm doing good. And someone give me a compliment, I'd be like, I feel good about myself. Or even in business at the start, I used to be like, oh, someone's liked my post. Oh, I must feel good, right? And we live in this world of validation and social media and everything. When it would go wrong though, like someone would put a negative comment or I'd get a little bit of criticism, I'd be like, oh, I'm useless. I don't feel good. I don't feel happy in life. And that is a recipe for disaster. Because if you're completely relying on external things to feel good or bad, then it's completely out of your control. Now, like I say, of course, if someone compliments you, you're going to feel good about it. That's great. And you can build that on top of what you've done for yourself internally. Yeah. And if someone says something harsh to you, yes, you're a human being. It may hurt you. Yet don't let that be what's going to control your life. And unfortunately, so many people do this. We look externally for validation. Now, what I want to talk about today is, authenticity. And being able to feel good within ourselves by living what feels good to us and not getting it from other people. And what I'm going to be talking about is stop. And the best way to do this is to stop living inauthentic. Stop living in ways that that's the best way to get to feeling authenticity and being the real you by stopping doing the things that don't feel in alignment. And often people think, well, I don't know what authenticity is. How do I know if I'm being authentic? The best way is to start identifying things that don't feel right for you and cutting them out of your life and then start adding things that make you feel good. Now, I want to ask you this. How does it feel to you doing things to please other people or doing things that don't feel good to you? How's it felt in the past? How does it feel right now? And how's it going to feel down the line? Imagine 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years down the line. Imagine if you keep doing things that don't make you feel good. How are you going to feel? What's life going to look like? Now, you may be feeling a little bit of discomfort here, which is good. Because we want to get you into that discomfort to get you into a good place. People don't take action when they're not unsettled. So I want you to feel this pain of what's going to happen if you keep living in this place when you're not living in line with what feels good to you. It didn't help me. And when I was able to feel this and start cutting out things that didn't feel good and start adding in more things that made me feel good, that's when the quality of my life improved. So I'm going to go into now, three steps in how you can start feeling happier and living in line with yourself, because being happier is about doing things that make you feel good and doing less of the things that don't make you feel good. So that's what we're going to be talking about. So we're going to go through a three-step process. So the first step is just get a piece of paper, pen and paper, ideally a journal, and write down the things that make you feel unhappy and you don't like, and by the way, we're cutting out all kinds of logic here. We're cutting out all kinds of expectations, not things that you should like, things that genuinely you feel you like and things you genuinely feel like you don't. And I'll give you an example. I've built up a lot of skill sets in my life, and there are things I am very good at and I could make a good career out of them, yet I don't do them because they don't feel good to me. So we're just talking about things that make you feel good and don't make you feel good. Cut out the logic completely, whether you think you should or shouldn't be doing them. We're just talking about taking that out of the equation, what makes you feel good and bad. So list on one side, what makes you put a line down your page and put down what does not make you feel happy, makes you feel unhappy, don't align, things in your life that don't feel good, okay? And then on the right, list the things that make you feel happy, whether they make logical sense or not, and start writing them down. And I'll give you an example. I work a little bit in sales, and it made no logical sense that I enjoy sales. I had no background or anything like that. Yeah, I just loved it. And so I started doing more of it. It's amazing you get to serve people and help people make decisions that are best for them in a way of integrity, of course. It made no sense for me to start a podcast. I'd never done one before. Yet I love sharing a message. So I started doing it and I started getting good at it and started building an audience, started building a podcast. So we're just talking about what feels good to you right now. Okay. We're cutting logic out of this. On the left, what makes you unhappy? And on the right, what makes you feel happy? Another example for me is something that made me feel unhappy or not feel as energetic was a little certain elements of life coaching. Like I've pulled back from it now because even though logically I was a good life coach, getting good results and things like that, I just wasn't enjoying one-to-one on the level I used to. So therefore, that was something that drained my energy a little bit. So therefore, I started pulling back from it more and more and started focusing on different areas like podcast consulting, selling and all sorts of different people, different things for myself and other people, which I enjoyed. So list those things down. Okay, the second step, I just wanted to emphasize on that first one that often our head will get in at this stage and start saying, well, logically you should like that. Well, logically you shouldn't not like that. No, don't let your head get in the way. You're going to write down instinctively what makes you unhappy and what makes you happy. Okay, in two different columns. And then the second step, start looking at how you can start removing some of the things that make you unhappy. Now, logic does come into this now, okay? Obviously, logically, if you've got a job that perhaps doesn't feel in alignment with you, yeah, we're going to start looking at how we can remove it. Don't be stupid and just quit your job when you've got no other income. Obviously, use common sense here, right? And you would look at a logical plan for getting out of that. I want you, though, to start looking at things that make you unhappy and how you can start cutting them out of your life now. So, for example, you might hang around a certain person and logically, you've known them for years and years and years and your brain will try and start saying things like, well, what happens if you don't make as many friends? What happens if like they say bad things about you? Your brain will do that. We're going to start looking at start thinking about how you can cut those things out. Because think about down the line, how miserable and energy draining it's going to cost you if you don't cut these things out. So start looking at how you're going to start removing the things that make you unhappy, okay? In a logical way. And then the third one, how are you going to add more of the things that make you happy? So the things you've listed that make you happier, that feel in alignment with you, that make you energized, how are you going to add more of them into your day? So for me, I love talking, as you can probably tell. I've started a podcast and I talk a lot on the podcast. I love to share value with you. I try and add in a lot of podcasting into my week because it gives me energy. I enjoy writing, so I try and add as much writing in as possible. Granted, I probably haven't added as much as I could do, yeah, it's something I've worked on adding more and more. I enjoy talking to people. So that's why I add a lot of calls into my day as much as possible. I love learning personal growth. That's why I add a lot of learning. I love exercising. I add more exercise in. Okay. So add more of what you love in to your day. Okay, so go just to recap of the three steps again. So you're going to list what makes you unhappy and then list what makes you happy in terms of what's in your life already. Again, don't let logic or your head get in the way here. Instinctively, what feels not so good and what feels good, and just list it. The second step is logically look at how you can remove the things that make you unhappy. And then the third step is look at how you can add in more of the things that make you happy into your day. Okay, so what I wanted to give as an additional bonus to you, tip to you as well, is find time for yourself, because this is going to allow you to connect more with yourself. And I suggest going for a walk in nature. Find somewhere in nature where you can go for a walk. Ideally, take your music out, your podcast out. Although, obviously, I've never... this is the only time I'm going to say stop listening to me. I'm going to suggest to you that you just walk in silence, because that allows your brain to think, right? That allows you to have that space, that clarity to think. So find some time to walk for yourself, because that's going to allow you to, one, connect with nature, and two, allow you to connect with your own thoughts. And just go for a walk, allow yourself time to reflect and come to realizations. Okay, so that's what I've got for you today. Thank you so much for listening. I respect you for taking the time out to improve your life and therefore the lives of others around you as well. If you've appreciated this, please share it with friends and family and give this a rating on Apple Podcasts so we can reach more people together. If you've done so already, thank you so much. I appreciate you, and keep working on that self-confidence every single day.